Oopsie.
The Corpivian Podcast.
Part of MRAP.
Hey, people of MRAP, the MRAP universe, the MRAP multiverse, as it were. This is going to serve more as a link to a YouTube thing that I'm playing with than audio itself. But basically what we've been doing in Corpendium, in the COVID chapter, or one of the trillion things we're doing, is that I was working on a graphic to sort of represent what happens when 100 people, all comers, all age groups, get infected with COVID-19. What does that look like? And taking numbers from the CDC and the WHO and experience across this country and other countries, some rough numbers, it comes out to be about 80 of those people are going to be fine. They're going to have no symptoms, mild symptoms or moderate symptoms, don't need to go to the hospital. About 20% of the people will have to go to hospital. About 5% of the total is going to end up in the ICU, and about 1% will die. Now, again, these numbers are pretty speculative, particularly when it comes to mortality. We really won't know the exact number until, you know, the end of this. We have serological studies and stuff. It's certainly significantly more than flu, and but it probably is going to end up less than 1%. I'm guessing maybe like 0.6% or something like that. But that's the basic idea, is to get this graphical representation of what that looks like. And then we could do that same sort of graphical representation for different age groups. Obviously, if you're in the 70 plus age group, that looks very different. The admission rate much higher, the mortality much higher. If you're in a younger age group, admission lower, mortality lower. So click the link in the show notes and check it out. It's a vertical video. It's what I've been working on a lot since everybody has a smartphone, trying to do stuff more and more on vertical video. So take a look at it, check it out. Let me know what you think. And we'll do more of this in the near future. All right? So this is all part of what I'm calling sort of behind the purple door. The corpsey would be purple. And so behind the purple door is what's going on in Corpendium production. Herbert out. Actually, not Herbert out, because one of the things that I don't talk about on this graphic is morbidity. And we even know less about morbidity than we do about mortality. Like, how many people, even of the minimally symptomatic or asymptomatic, are going to have some form of morbidity, maybe some significant lung scarring or cardiomyopathy. We don't really know. It's a big concern, though. Imagine if even just a small percent of those people who are otherwise asymptomatic had some residual damage. It could be a huge deal. We just don't know yet. So, for example, if you're an athlete and you get COVID-19 and you drop your functional capacity by, say, 5%, just 5%, then you have to drop out of the elite category. Like, if you're a runner, if you're an athlete at that highest level of cardiovascular fitness, even a 5% drop in your capacity, cardiovascular capacity defined in various ways, could really end your career. So that's a huge concern, and we just don't know about it yet. And it's why a lot of athletes are staying the heck away from this virus as much as possible until we know. Do you just get completely better, like the cold, or do you not? Another graphic coming soon. Corpsey.
The Corpivian Podcast.
Part of MRAP.